I think it was, I had a church membership class this morning with Mike Stoker, Stuart, and Brittany Keogh, who are in the process of wanting to join the church, and they always share their testimonies. That's one of the first steps in becoming a member, and Mike was saying that he grew up in, it was either Church of God or Church of Christ, a church where there is no music, and it's just all your voices, that's it. And I know there are folks like that, but I think what you're missing, where they come up with that, I don't know, because even in the Old Testament, I mean, they use the King James, there were many instruments in the praise of the Lord, in the tabernacle, in the temple, where they came up, but that's not our point here tonight, is it? But I just appreciate the contribution the instruments make to our services. It's a real blessing. Well, we've reached the end of our series on things we know. I told you last week, actually I've been telling you for a couple of Sunday nights, I wasn't really sure how many more we were going to go, and we're not really starting a new direction yet this evening. We're just here tonight. We'll just take a look at something from God's Word, have a couple of ideas for a future series on Sunday nights, but we're not going either direction so far tonight. So, having said that, let's look to the Lord in prayer, shall we? We are thankful, Father, for the service and what it's been to us, the blessing of it, the songs and what they mean to us. We are thankful for each one who made the choice to be here this evening. We pray that you would just do a mighty work in our midst. May your word meet a need in our hearts. May you get the glory as we share simple truths. But sometimes it's that which means the most to us. In your name we pray and thank you. Amen. I'd invite you to turn with me to Job chapter 23 this evening. Job chapter 23. And you're looking for an answer here, people. You got an assignment. We're going to look at two verses. And I want you, as you look at these verses, to just share with me how these verses strike you. What is it that Job is really looking for in these verses? Verses 8 and 9, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Background, context. What is it that Job is really saying here? Pardon?
Can't see God in the problem.
Can't see God in his problem.
He feels alone.
He feels alone.
Can't see him, but he's trusting him.
Can't see him, but he's trusting him. I didn't forget your message title, Andrew. The message title is the answer to what I'm looking for. I got a system to my madness here. Well, you see, if the message title doesn't kind of portray what Job is verbalizing here. And here you go, Andrew. You ready to write this one down? Where are you, Lord, when I need you? Where are you, Lord, when I need you? Have any of you ever felt that? Where are you, Lord? I'm in the midst of a real problem here. Margot testified. We need help, Lord. And the phone rang. Why would you even think about praying because we need help, Lord? We're lost and we need someone to help us. I think we have all experienced those times when we might not have verbalized it like the title of the message stated it. But I think we've all been in those times where we could have said, where's the Lord when I need him? Yes or no? Where is he? Where is he? You know, the Lord Jesus promised to his disciples, I will never leave you or what? Forsake you, but where are you, Lord, when I need you? Ever been there, done that? Well, what I want us to do this evening, this is going to be a real exercise in simplicity. But my plan, my purpose for this evening is to bring some portions of Scripture to each of our minds to help us the next time we find ourselves in any given situation, and perhaps we kind of find ourselves like Job. He's gone forward, backward, left hand, right hand, and he just can't find the Lord. And I want us to see where he is. And hopefully these promises from his word will be a blessing to you and some things that you might, Lord, your word says, I don't see you, I don't feel you, but your word, and I'm trusting your word. So having said that, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. Deuteronomy 33, 27. Moses was nearing the end of his life. He was putting things together, getting things in order for his departure. And he was like a faithful shepherd of his flock. He was trying to take care of everything he could before the Lord took him home. Because in 34:1, the Lord says, I want you to come on up into the mountain of Nebo, and it's time for you to die. I'll show you the promised land, but first I'll show you where your people are going. So Moses was tying up all the loose ends. And in verse 27 of chapter 33, where is the Lord when I need him? And the answer is, in verse 27, where is he? The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Where are you, Lord, when I need you? And the answer is, where is he? Huh? He's underneath. He is holding us up. Underneath are the everlasting arms. I may not feel them, I may not see them, and when I am tempted to entertain the thought, it must be that the Lord isn't interested in what's happening to me, because if he was, he wouldn't be letting. We need to remind ourselves, we may not see it, but his word teaches us he's what? He's holding us up. You think things are going tough right now in the midst of your struggles, but I got news for you. If the Lord wasn't upholding you with his everlasting arms, you wouldn't make it, and neither would I. What a blessed truth. When we need him most and we may not be able to see him or feel him, and Satan says, look, he's forsaken you. He's not interested in what's going on with you. We can come back and we can say, no, Lord, I believe you're holding me up with your everlasting arms at this moment. And you are taking me through this. You have not forgotten about me. Number two. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. Where are you, Lord, when I need you? Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Where are you, Lord? I don't see you. I don't sense your presence. Have you failed me? Have you left me out here all by myself to face whatever is coming? And the psalmist says, where are you, Lord? The same God that is upholding us with his everlasting arms is where? He's all around us. He's all around us. And when the Lord is around you or me, what enemy can harm us? Can you think of one? What a precious truth. I don't always know. I can't always feel. I can't always just go with that assurance in my heart, because sometimes circumstances ever challenge your faith in God, yes or no? Yeah, they do. And it's times like this that hopefully these few verses that we're going to share this evening will be something you can put in your pocket and you can pull from the reservoir when you need it the most. There's going to be those times when, just like Job, forward, back, left, right, where are you, Lord? I'm looking for you, but I can't find you. Well, he's still there. He's upholding us with his arms. And I can't see him, but you know his word says that the angel of the Lord encamps round about. You know, if somebody is encamped, are you there just briefly or are you there to stay for a little bit? Yeah, you put down your tent stakes and there you are. I wonder if he really is around me. Trust his word. Along this same thought, turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. What a tremendous passage of scripture. This is during the time of Elisha. And we find here the Syrians were warring against Israel. And Elisha and his young servant had taken up, they had gone into the city for the night. And during the nighttime, the Syrians came and verse 14 of 2 Kings 6, a great host. You see, the king of Syria said, he's in such and such a place in Dothan. And so the king sent horses, chariots, a great host. They came by night and encompassed the city. The angel of the Lord does what? Encamps round about the city. The enemy had surrounded the region where Elisha and his servant were. And notice verses 15 through 17. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Master, what are we going to do? We're surrounded. Verse 16, he, Elisha, answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. This is one of those times where I wish I could have been in a little mouse in a corner. Not that I wanted to ever be a mouse, but I just wish I would have loved to have seen the look on the young servant's eyes and his face when this old prophet said, don't be afraid. There's more with us than there are with them. Well, how many was there with them? They had what to the city? They had surrounded the city with horses, chariots, soldiers. And he said, don't worry about it. Then verse 17, Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I ask you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, that mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Did God fail his servants? Did God forsake? Where are you, Lord, when I need you? He's always around us. And we saw it there in Psalm 34, verse 7. We saw what a graphic illustration here in 2 Kings chapter 6. Number 3, Psalm 17, verse 8. Psalm 17, verse 8. This one's going to have several references from the Psalms. See if you can find where the Lord is when we need him according to these references. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Look at verse 7 of Psalm 36. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Where is the Lord when I need him, according to these references in Psalm? Where is he? Pardon? He is over us. He is... You know, a shadow is cast from something above us. And each of these pictures the Lord wear. He's protecting us. He is over us. Where are you, Lord, when I need you? Well, you're holding me up with your everlasting arms. I'm not alone. Where are you, Lord, when I need you? Well, the angel of the Lord encamps round about his own. Where are you, Lord, when I need you? You're over me. You are protecting me like a mother hen would protect the chicks underneath her. God has not forsaken us. We may not feel his presence. We may not see evidence of it. But beloved, when the devil tempts you to entertain that thought, I'm on my own. God doesn't care what's happening to me. Where is he? Remind yourself of some of these precious truths. How close is he? He's very close. Very close. How interested, how involved is he right in your moment of need when you're crying out? How involved in you is he? He's holding you up, he's surrounding you, and he's putting his protection over you. That's pretty involved, isn't it? That's pretty involved. Number four. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he it is that doth go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Matthew 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then Hebrews 13:5 tells us this. Let your conversation, your manner of living, be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, and we mentioned this earlier, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man might do unto me. Where's the Lord when I need him, according to these verses? With us. He's with us. He's beside us. We're not alone. We like to think we're alone. We may not see another person. But this is when we go by faith, not by sight. And isn't that what growing in the Lord is all about? Trusting what he says, believing. And here we see, not only is he around us, over us, he is with us. He is with us. Number five, Deuteronomy chapter 31. Pastor, we were just there. Yeah, I know. But we're going back to that reference again. Deuteronomy 31. Beginning at verse 1. Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I'm 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before you as the Lord hath said, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Verse we just read, be strong, good courage, don't fear, don't be afraid. The Lord it is that doth go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Israel has just escaped, been led out of the bondage from Egypt. Verse 21, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light and to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Where is the Lord when I need him? According to these references, he's going, he's before us. He's going to show us the way. He's going to be showing us the way. He has not left us to figure it out for ourselves. We look unto him, and because he is so involved with us, he's going to show. And this pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, what a beautiful thing that was for the children of Israel. Because you know what that was a sign of, don't you? That was a sign of presence of the Lord. He's here. There's his pillar. And when he's ready to lead us, he's going to begin to move. He's going to show us the way. And we can follow his leading. Number six. Exodus chapter 14. Oh good, we're close, aren't we? You're in chapter 13. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19 and 20. You know, they had not gone far from... Remember, when they left Egypt that night, what was the attitude of Pharaoh the night they left? What was his expression? What did he tell them to do? Get out of here. There was no Egyptian family that had not lost at the death of a loved one. Every family was hit, from Pharaoh's household to the lowest servant, the lowest slave. The firstborn of every home, dead. And the cry of despair had gone up, and Pharaoh said, get out of here as fast as... I don't want to see you people again. But you know, after they buried their dead, and they had had a couple of cups of coffee the next couple of days or so, you know what they started thinking? What fools we are. We just got rid of our workforce. We haven't had to do any work for years. What were we thinking? We're going to have to go after these people and bring them back again. What fools we were to let our servants, our slaves go. Let's go get them. And so Pharaoh organized his army. I think, about 600 chariots, and they took after them. And we come to chapter 14. In chapter 14, someone one day notice verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but you lift up your rod and stretch it out over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel are going to go on dry land through the midst of the sea. A miracle was about to be performed. And I, behold, God said, I'm going to harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they're going to follow them, and I will get honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots, upon all his horsemen, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I've gotten honor upon Pharaoh, his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And verse 19, and the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went where? Behind them. And the pillar of the cloud from before their face and stood where? Behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. It was a cloud of darkness to them, the King James says. Do you know who them is? To whom was the pillar a cloud of darkness? The Egyptians, the enemy. But it gave light by night to these, the Israelites, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Thine ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Where is the Lord when I need him? Where is he? He's behind us if the need be there to turn the enemy away. And even when he's behind, like he was in Exodus chapter 14, he was there as a means of protection for God's people. And even though behind in Isaiah chapter 30, it does not mean that we are left to fend for ourselves and try to figure out. But the promise is, you will hear a voice where? Behind you saying, go this way. Go that way. The Lord will let you and me know what it is that he has for us. Well, kind of some simple truth, isn't it, this evening? I mean, we've all been there, done that. Just like Job, we can say, I can relate to you, Job. I go forward, I can't find him. I go backward, I turn left, I can't find him. I turn right. Where is the Lord when I need him? I hope that these verses will be a blessing to you and a help when you need it most. Let's stand and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Father, simple truth. But how precious truth to take in. Thank you for what you have shown us this evening. Thank you for even these human terms to help us, in a sense, visualize in our mind's eye the different ways that you relate to us. You're holding us up. You're surrounding us. You are like a mother hen protecting us from above. You go with us. You go forward before us. Sometimes you're even behind us when the protection is needed. Lord, you've covered all directions. Your faithfulness is shown. May those words, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," be more meaningful to us as we review in our minds these truths in Scripture. In your name I pray and thank you. Amen.